Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 9, The Lord's Travels to the Holy Places. Nana Mata Grahagrastan Dakshinatya Jana Dipan Kripa Rina Vimuchaitan Goras Chakre Sa Vaishnavan. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted the inhabitants of South India. These people were as strong as elephants, but they were in the clutches of the crocodiles of various philosophies, such as the Buddhists, the Jains, the Mayavadi philosophies. With his disc of mercy, the Lord delivered them all by converting them into Vaishnavas, devotees of the Lord. Here's Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's converting the people of South India into Vaishnavas is compared herein to Lord Vishnu's delivering Gajendra, the elephant, from the attack of a crocodile. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited southern India, almost all the residents were within the jaws of the crocodiles of Buddhist, Jains, and Mayavad philosophies. Here, Kaviraj Goswami states that although these people were as strong as elephants, they were almost in the clutches of death because they were being attacked by the crocodiles of various philosophies. However, just as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of Vishnu saved the elephant Gajendra from the clutches of a crocodile, so he saved all the people of South India from the clutches of various philosophies by converting them into Vaishnavas. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Sri Advaita Prabhu. And all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tour of South India was certainly very extraordinary because he visited many thousands of places of pilgrimage there. On the plea of visiting all these holy places, the Lord converted many thousands of residents and thus delivered them. Simply by touching the holy places, he made them into great places of pilgrimage. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. It is said, Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani, a tirtha, or holy place, is a place where great saintly personalities visit or reside. Although the holy places were already places of pilgrimage, they were all purified by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit. Many people go to these holy places and leave their sinful activities there, thus becoming free from contamination. When these contaminations pile up, they are counteracted by the visit of great personalities like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his strict followers. Many kinds of patients come to a hospital, which may be infected by many types of diseases. Actually, the hospital is always infected, but the expert physician keeps the hospital sterilized by his expert presence and management. Similarly, places of pilgrimage are always infected by the sins left by the sinners who go there. But when a personality like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visits such a place, all contaminations vanish. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj continues, I cannot chronologically record all the places of pilgrimage visited by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I can only summarize everything by saying that the Lord visited all holy places right and left, coming and going. Because it is impossible for me to record all these places in chronological order, I will simply make a token gesture of recording them. As previously stated, all the residents of the villages visited by Lord Chaitanya became Vaishnavas and began to chant Hari and Krishna. In this way, in all the villages visited by the Lord, everyone became a Vaishnava, a devotee. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The holy names of Krishna and Hari, or the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, are so spiritually powerful that even today, as our preachers go to remote parts of the world, people immediately begin chanting Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. There cannot be anyone who can compare to him or his potencies. However, because we are following in his footsteps and are also chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, the effect is almost as potent as during the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our preachers mainly belong to European and American countries, yet, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, they have tremendous success wherever they go to open branches. Indeed, everywhere, people are very seriously chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Continuing. In South India, there were many types of people. Some were philosophical speculators and some were fruitive workers, but in any case, they were innumerable non-devotees. Here is the Bengali. Dakshina deshera loka aneka prakar. Keha jnani keha kami prasandi apara. Se sabha loka prabhura darshana prabhave. Nija nija mata chadi hoila vaishnave. By the influence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these people abandoned their own opinions and became Vaishnavas, devotees of Krishna. At the time, all the South Indian Vaishnavas were worshippers of Lord Ramachandra. Some were Tattvavadis and some were followers of Ramanujacharya. We'll read from some of Srila Prabhupada's long purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur points out that the word Tattvavadi refers to the followers of Srila Madhvacharya. To distinguish his disciplic succession from the Mayavadi followers of Shankaracharya, Srila Madhvacharya named his party the Tattvavadis. Impersonal monists are always attacked by these Tattvavadis, who attempt to defeat their philosophy of impersonalism. Generally, they establish the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, the disciplic succession of Madhvacharya is known as Brahma's Vaishnava sect. That is the sect coming down from Lord Brahma. Consequently, the Tattvavadis, or followers of Madhvacharya, do not accept the incident of Lord Brahma's illusion, which is recorded in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Madhvacharya has purposely avoided commenting on that portion of Srimad Bhagavatam in which Brahma Mohana, the illusion of Lord Brahma, is mentioned. Srila Madhavendrapuri was one of the acharyas of the Tattvavadi disciplic succession, and he established the ultimate goal of transcendentalism to be obtained of pure devotional service, love of Godhead. Those Vaishnavas belong to the Gaudiya Sampradaya of the disciplic succession following from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are distinct from the Tattvavadis, although they belong to the same Tattvavad Sampradaya. The followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are therefore known as Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. The word prasandi refers to those who are opposed to pure devotional service. In particular, these are the Mayavadis, the impersonalists. A definition of prasandi is given in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, wherein it is stated, Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivatahai Samatvenaiva Viksheta Sa Prasandi Bhavetruvam. A prasandi is one who thinks the Supreme Lord Narayan, the Personality of Godhead, is on the same level with the demigods headed by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. A devotee never considers Lord Narayan to be on the same platform with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. The Madhvacharya Sampradaya and Ramanuja Sampradaya are mainly worshippers of Lord Ramachandra, although the Sri Vaishnavas are supposed to be worshippers of Lord Narayan and Lakshmi, and the Tattvavadis are supposed to be worshippers of Lord Krishna. At present, in most of the monasteries belonging to the Madhva Sampradaya, Lord Ramachandra is worshipped. In the book known as Adhyatma Ramayana, there are statements in chapters 12 through 15 about worshipping the deities of Sri Ramachandra and Sita. There it is stated that during Lord Ramachandra's time, there was a Brahmin who took a vow to fast until he saw Lord Ramachandra. Sometimes, due to business, Lord Ramachandra was absent from his capital for a full week and could not be seen by the citizens during that time. Because of his vow, the Brahmana could not take even a drop of water during that week. Later, after 8 or 9 days, when the Brahmin could see Lord Ramachandra personally, he would break his fast. Upon observing the Brahmin's rigid vow, Lord Sri Ramachandra ordered his younger brother Lakshman to deliver a pair of Sitaram deities to the Brahmin. The Brahmin received the deities from Sri Lakshmanji and worshipped them faithfully as long as he lived. At the time of his death, he delivered the deities of Sri Hanumanji, who for many years hung them and who for many years hung them around his neck and served them with all devotion. After many years, when Hanumanji departed on the hill known as Gandhamadana, he delivered the deities to Bhimasen, one of the Pandavas, and Bhimasen brought them to his palace, where he kept them very carefully. The last king of the Pandavas, Chemakanta, worshipped the deities in that palace. Later, the same deities were kept in the custody of the kings of Orissa known as the Gajapatis. One of the Acharyas, known as Narahari Tirtha, who was in the disciplic succession of Madhvacharya, received these deities from the king of Orissa. It may be noted that these particular deities of Rama and Sita have been worshipped from the time of King Ikshaku. Indeed, they were worshipped by the royal princes even before the appearance of Lord Ramachandra. Later, during Lord Ramachandra's presence, the deities were worshipped by Lakshmana. It is said that just 3 months before his disappearance, Sri Madhvacharya received these deities and installed them in the Udupi temple. Since then, the deities have been worshipped by the Madhvacharya Sampradaya at that monastery. As far as the Sri Vaishnavas are concerned, beginning with Ramanujacharya, they also worship deities of Sitaram. Sitaram deities are also being worshipped in Tirupati and other places. From the Sri Ramanuja Sampradaya, there is another branch known as Ramanandi or Ramat, and the followers of that branch also worship deities of Sitaram very rigidly. The Ramanuja Sampradaya Vaishnavas prefer the worship of Lord Ramachandra to that of Radha Krishna. Continuing. After meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these different Vaishnavas became devotees of Krishna and began chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava Pahimam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Rakshamam. Here's Prabhupada's translation of that. O Lord Ramachandra, descendant of Maharaj Raghu, kindly protect me. O Lord Krishna, killer of the Keshi demon, kindly protect me. While walking on the road, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to chant this Rama Raghava mantra. Chanting in this way, he arrived at the banks of the Gautama Ganga and took his bath there. And we'll read Srila Prabhupada's purport to that verse. The Gautama Ganga is a branch of the river Godavari. Formerly, a great sage named Gautama Rishi used to live on the bank of this river opposite the city of Rajamahendri, and consequently this branch was called the Gautami Ganga. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has recorded the names of the holy places visited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but there is no chronological order of the places visited. However, there is a notebook of Govinda Das's containing a chronological order and references to geographical positions. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur requests the readers to refer to that book. According to Govinda Das, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Trimanda from the Gautami Ganga, and from there he went to Dundarama Tirtha, another place of pilgrimage. According to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, after visiting the Gautami Ganga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Malika Arjuna Tirtha. And we shall continue hearing of Mahaprabhu's amazing pastimes as he visited the holy places in South India on tour soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.